Video: Advisories issued as Hurricane Erin is expected to grow over the East Coast. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2025. Hurricane Erin was deemed a Category 2 on Tuesday, but it is expected to grow as it moves over the Atlantic Ocean. People on the east coast of the United States may experience dangerous rip currents, heavy rainfall, and strong winds as a result of the storm, NBC News reported. Hurricane-force winds are forecast to extend outward up to 80 miles from the center, the National Hurricane Center said in an 8 a.m. Tuesday advisory. Tropical storm-force winds are expected to extend outward up to 205 miles, the outlet said. Officials in places such as Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Wildwood, New Jersey, issued advisories to keep beachgoers safe. Heavy rainfall is also forecast for Wednesday night into Thursday on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where evacuations have already been ordered, the NBC article read. Hurricane Erin's growth means its wind field will increase, the Weather Channel reported on Tuesday. The center of Erin will pass east of the Bahamas today. Tropical storm conditions are possible as early as late Wednesday across the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where tropical storm watches are in effect, the outlet said. CBS News reported the storm is not expected to make direct landfall, but video footage shows the gusty winds and heavy rainfall it brought. In a social media post early Tuesday, the National Weather Service, NWS, said the storm was expected to produce life-threatening surf and rip currents along the beaches of the Bahamas, much of the east coast of the U.S., Bermuda, and Atlantic Canada during the next several days. The agency then urged beachgoers to heed safety directions from authorities and keep an eye on beach warning flags. Meanwhile, video footage taken by the NOAA Hurricane Hunters shows crew members in the eye of the storm. Hurricanes are one of nature's most powerful storms. They produce strong winds, storm surge flooding, and heavy rainfall that can lead to inland flooding, tornadoes, and rip currents, the NOAA's website reads.